Unit 22. Exercise 5. 1.
I will never forget the day I met Amrita, the beautiful young woman I sat next to during my flight to Sri Lanka 25 years ago. She had a perfect English accent and had studied law in England. She had had an adventurous life, and apart from being incredibly well-educated and clever, she was breathtakingly beautiful. We exchanged our addresses and phone numbers, but unfortunately, I lost her name card when I got back home. Such a pity.
2. So, I decided I wanted to work because I was fed up with being a housewife and a full-time mother. I had been feeling useless and depressed with too much time on my hands. And besides, my friends seemed to be thinking that I was spoilt. I had no idea how stressful it would be to juggle between work and family. I wonder why I made that silly decision sometimes. 3.
I used to be what is commonly known as a workaholic. Basically, all I did was working obsessively. The incredible thing is that not only did I not enjoy my job, I absolutely despised it. I was a lawyer's PA, and working overtime was the usual thing. I left the house at 6 and got back home as late as 10 p.m. My girl was raised by my babysitter before I eventually gave up the job and started living again. I really regret not seeing my daughter grow into the 12-year-old girl she is now, though.
4.
When I started university, I did it mostly because of my parents, who had always wanted me to be a doctor. My father hadn't had the chance to go to university, and I knew that he expected me to partly make his dream come true. I did become a doctor in the end, but I must confess my dream was to be an opera singer. I sing in a choir as often as possible, but if I could turn back time, I'd probably choose a different path.
5. I've always loved music. My parents were musicians as well, so nobody was surprised when I decided I wanted to be a violinist. The thing is that nowadays there are very few people that can actually get good jobs as musicians. I mean, you've got to be really good and, well, I wasn't. I liked playing and everything, but no matter how hard I tried, I never won any competition. And I collected countless unsuccessful auditions until I finally gave up and set up a musical instrument store with my parents' help. I guess I shouldn't have wasted so much time on that career.